The Reynolds Aluminum Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The Reynolds Metals Company, makers of Reynolds Aluminum, presents Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Keith Fowler and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. As the old saying goes, if you think it's been hot, what are you going to do when summer comes? Well, what you should do is very clear. Put Reynolds Aluminum Reflective Insulation in your attic and keep your home up to 15 degrees cooler. It's simple. You can do the job yourself this weekend. And it's very inexpensive. Costs only about $40 for the attic of an average six-room house. Reynolds Reflective Insulation is aluminum foil, handsomely embossed, bonded to strong craft paper. It's clean, pleasant to handle, no awkward bulk, and very easy to staple in place. Under your rafters or between the joists of your attic floor, this insulation literally turns off the heat, reflects it away from your house. And next winter, it will work in reverse, keeping heat in, cutting your fuel bills. Ask your dealer for Reynolds Aluminum Reflective Insulation. Do it now before the real hot months. For more information, write to Insulation, Reynolds Metals Company, Louisville 1, Kentucky. The telephone in a certain Wistful Vista home has rung five times this morning. That makes six. Each time, the lady of the house has answered it and said,
"No, there must be some mistake. We didn't lose the cat. No, I'm sorry."
It's quite a mystery, for there never has been a cat in the home of Fibber McGee and Molly.
I wish I knew what the heck goes on here. We haven't owned a cat since we lived here in this house.
Well, not a live one, anyhow.
Huh?
I'm not too sure about my silver fox coat, though.
Oh. You just got a suspicious nature. That silver fox coat ain't cat. It's fox.
Well, then why does Toops's dog always growl at it? You know, he tried to run me up a telephone pole last winter.
He's probably just got a little foxhound blood in his background. Or in him somewhere. But that's not solving this cockeyed phone call, so I'm getting sick of it.
Oh, dear, there it goes again. Ignore it. We'll just let it ring.
Oh, we can't do that, Molly.
Why not?
Why? Might be somebody telling us our oil stock has gone up.
We haven't got any oil stock.
We haven't got a cat either, but people keep calling. I don't see what... I'll get it. Hello. No, we haven't lost a cat. And don't call back.
Another one, huh? Yes. You know, this is the strangest thing.
My gosh, I'm the last guy in town that people ought to call about lost cats. I haven't had the heart to own a cat since the tragic thing that happened to poor old Nathaniel, which I owned when I was a kid back in Peoria.
I didn't know you had a cat named Nathaniel.
I never told you about my pet cat, Nat, chasing the rat past my old Aunt Pat back in Peoria.
You never did, dearie.
Well, you lean back, Tootsie, and I will. You see, old Nat was a real tough cat who could give any tomcat tit for tat, but most of all, Nat hated rats.
Sounds like a normal animal.
One day, my Aunt Pat, who was plenty fat, put on her hat to go for a chat with a friend of hers named Trudy Platt. She stepped out our door on the welcome mat, and across the porch came old cat Nat chasing a rat and going like a bat.
Fast, huh?
Supersonic, you know. Well, sir, when my fat Aunt Pat saw Nat and the rat, she hollered scat and swung at the rat with her Sunday hat. She missed the rat, slipped on the mat, and dropped her hat, and down she sat on my pet cat, Nat, and squashed him flat.
Well,
buried him under a gooseberry bush.
McGee, was that Aunt Pat on your mother's side or your father's side?
No, kiddo. She was neutral. But don't worry about it on account.
Oh, dear, I'll get this one. Hello? No. No, we have not lost a cat.
None.
What's that? Where? Oh, well, thank you very much. Must be a mistake. Sorry. Hand me the paper there, dearie, the Gazette.
Huh?
That lady on the phone claims there's an ad in the... Let me see here now. Lost and found. Oh, here it is. Listen to this. Lost. Fine Persian cat named Tinkerbell. Wearing blue ribbon and bell around neck. $50 reward. Please call Wistful Vista 1092 immediately.
1092? Holy smoke, that's our phone number.
Right.
Them ink-stained idiots at the Gazette have done this to us. Give me that phone. By George, I'll hand them guys a few well-chosen remarks that'll melt the slugs in their linotypes.
No, dearie, I'll handle this. You get too excited. Hello, operator. Get me the office of the Wistful Vista Gazette, you merch. Oh, she's off today, is she?
I told you you should have let me call.
Hello, Gazette. This is Mrs. McGee at Wistful Vista 1092. You ran an ad with our phone number that says we lost a cat, and people keep... What's that? Oh? Oh, I see. Very well. Goodbye.
What'd they say?
Well, they've already found the mistake, dearie.
Yeah.
The phone number was supposed to be 1902 instead of 1092, you see. And they're going to correct it in the afternoon edition. That's at 5 o'clock.
Oh, fine. 5 o'clock. Doggone it, you're too polite with them guys, Molly. I got a notion to go down there and take this thing right straight to the printer's devil.
Why the printer's devil?
Because when I tell that guy where to go, I want him to feel at home. Them stupid old front of will be...
Come in. Oh, it's the old time.
Hello there, kids. I hear you lost a cat.
Where'd you hear that?
Tried the lost and found, Johnny. Had your phone number onto it.
Well, it was our phone number, all right.
But... That's what I thought, daughter, so I rushed right over here to get the details. Where'd you lose the cat? Where'd you lose it, huh? Where'd you lose it?
We didn't lose it. The newspaper made a mistake, that's all.
Oh, you still got it, eh? Well,
no.
Where is it? Here, kitty.
No.
Here, kitty.
No, Mr. Oldtimer, we don't have a cat.
We didn't lose a cat. We never did have a cat. We don't want a cat. Is that clear?
Well, that's too bad, son. Cats is a very fine animal. Smart, too. I'll never forget what happened at our house one night when I was a kid, kids. Our little cat prevented a murder.
My goodness, a murder.
I had a cold that week, you see, and I was sleeping all alone in my room.
Yeah?
Just me and my little old cat.
Uh-huh.
About midnight, the door opened softly, and a shadowy figure crept slowly into the room.
Yeah, my gosh.
Tiptoed quietly toward my bed, leaned over my sleeping figure, and his two bony hands wrenched for my neck.
Ooh.
Heavenly days, how awful.
Well, I snored peacefully on like a truckload of rock going through a crusher. He slipped a strong cord around my neck and was tying a knot into it when suddenly he stepped on the cat.
Wow, woke you up, huh?
Yep. The cat squalled, leapt into his back, and dug his claws in. There was a cussing and a screaming and a screeching. I leapt up and turned on the light, and there on the floor, threshing around like a stepped-on snake, and bleeding freely through his clawed-up nightshirt, was Papa.
Your father? What was he doing in the room?
Trying to tie a bag of acidity onto my neck to cure my cold, daughter. Couldn't do it when I was awake. I was too strong for it.
Yeah, but the murder, you said the...
Cat took a look at Papa, jumped out of the window, and ran up a 60-foot cottonwood tree. And that's how my little cat prevented... A murder.
A murder? Whose murder?
His own. If Papa could have caught him, he'd have killed him.
Billy Mills and the Orchestra and Somebody Stole My Gal.
The phone rang. I'll get it. Hello? No, we didn't lose the cat. The paper made a mistake. Called 1902. Goodbye.
Kiddo, this is incredulous. The whole dad rat of Tom must have knocked off work, hitched up his pants, and gone out hunting for cats named Tinkerbell.
Well, it's the $50 reward that's got them excited. You know, $50 isn't...
Oh, well.
Come in.
Hello. I brought your widow Tinkerbell back home.
Oh, no. How'd you get our address?
From the telephone company.
Huh?
This little kitty doesn't have a blue ribbon, but I'm sure he's Widow Tinkerbell.
Lady, I'm sorry.
I know how you must have missed him, because I have a little kitty of my own. My precious Icky Boo.
I'll bet he's the ickiest Boo that ever lived. Now look, sis.
I really shouldn't take the $50, but I can use it to buy my Icky Boo some goodies.
Lady, the newspaper made a mistake. We didn't lose a cat.
No.
Oh, this isn't your precious kitty.
No.
But Hisms is such a tweedums. Wouldn't you like to have them?
No, we don't want them. And close the door, ums, on your way out, ums.
Gracious, what a dreadful man.
Wow.
Weren't you a whittle wop?
Huh?
I mean, Weren't you a little rough with her, McGee?
Rough my good-tempered clavicle. Dames that talk baby talk ought to be whammed over the head with a hard wubber waddle. Cats on the phone is bad enough, but when they start dragging them into the house, where are you going?
Well, I hate to seem like a deserter, dearie, but I've got to go upstairs and sort the laundry.
Oh.
Can you protect our home from the cat collection?
Oh, sure, kiddo. You run along.
Call me now if you need me.
Okay. Huh. Oh, there goes a good kid. She'd keep calm if she was standing in cats up to her garters. Anytime things get too rough around here, what does she do? She sorts the laundry. Wish I had some laundry to...
Hi, pal.
Oh, hi, Junior. Hold still and let me frisk you.
Frisk me? For what?
For cats.
Cats? What's this all about?
Oh, the Gazette ran an ad for a lost cat and stuck our phone number on it. I've been getting more cat calls than an opera singer in a burlesque house.
Well, that's bad, pal. Now,
they're not only phoning us, but they're starting bringing the cats here now. Maybe I ought to keep the door locked and peep out through the curtains to see who's coming after this.
You know, that's what a friend of mine used to do, pal.
He did?
Yeah, he owed a lot of money on his furniture. And he was trying to duck the bill collector.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a great indoor sport. Keeps you indoors, too.
See, any time he heard footsteps outside, he'd lock his door and look out through the Venetian blind to see who it was.
Oh, through the blind.
Yeah, he had the slats tilted at just the right height for him to see the head of anybody who came to the door.
Oh, I see. Did he try shoving a BB gun through the blinds? That's a good way to discourage...
No, he just looked.
Oh?
And a funny thing happened one day, though.
Mm-hmm.
He heard footsteps, so he lifted the Venetian blind to peep out. He could lift it very easily, of course, because the blinds were made of aluminum. Reynolds aluminum. They're light and flexible and easy to operate.
Yeah, but what that got to do with the collection?
Well, he lifted one of the slats of this beautiful green blind and... Oh, did I mention before that it was green?
No, you didn't tell me that. It changes everything. Green, huh?
Yeah. These Venetian blinds come in natural aluminum and all kinds of colors to blend with your decorating scheme. They really dress up a home. Give it that finishing touch.
It's that long-winded yarn of yours that needs a finishing touch, Junior. Come on, what happened with your friend? What happened?
Oh, well, he lifted a slat at eye level.
Mm-hmm.
You see, those aluminum slats are flexible.
That's
what makes them easy to clean.
Yeah.
Well, he just opened it a tiny bit because it was a hot day and the room was cool, thanks to the way aluminum reflects heat.
Oh, come on, Junior. Who'd he see? Who'd he see? Who'd he see?
Nobody, pal, nobody. Oh. So he figured he'd imagined the footsteps, so he unlocked his door. It opened, and a collector handed him a bill for his furniture.
But you said he didn't see anybody's head through the Venetian blind, you said.
He didn't, and he'll never forgive the furniture company for sending a midget bill collector. So long, pal.
Bet you that never happened. Bet you just made that up so he could blat his aluminum brains out about them blinds. That guy would go in. Now, here we go again. Hello. No, our cat didn't get lost. You get lost. This keeps up. I'll go out and sit on the back fence where there ain't so many cats. How many more times? Hello. We ain't lost. Oh, that was the door. Come in.
Here's your cat, mister. Good old Tinkerbell.
Now, that ain't my cat.
I have the $50 in nickels. I want to sound rich.
That ain't my cat.
Of course it's not your cat. I've got your cat right here.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
That ain't Tinkerbell, you big cheater. It ain't got a blue ribbon.
Don't call me a cheater, you little scamp.
Mine's got a blue ribbon. I'll put it on myself.
Now, you hear that, Jack?
Well, you hear that, Jack?
The kid admits he put the ribbon on that phony Tinkerbell. Now, this is Tinkerbell.
No.
Now, where's my money?
Don't listen to him, mister. My Tinkerbell's better than his Tinkerbell. Mine's got a whole tail.
Now, pipe down, both of you. Neither of them cats is my cat. I never had...
They're not your cat. This is Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Lady, please, I never had...
I saw them come in ahead of me, and I said to myself, that awful little boy and that terrible man are going to try to palm off those broken-down cats
lady...
and the poor people who lost Tinkerbell, and I'm glad I found the real Tinkerbell, because heaven knows I can use the $50, what with my husband depriving us of bread and butter so he can buy a new fishing rod, and my oldest daughter needing her teeth fixed, which didn't come in straight when she was a little girl. She'll never get married if something isn't done about those
lady.
Teeth.
Lady, will you hold it? There's been a mistake.
You bet there's been a mistake. This is Tinkerbell.
This is Tinkerbell.
This is Tinkerbell.
This is murder. I'm trying to tell you
that we... Why old Tinkerbell like the one she dragged
now,
in?
Now, wait a minute.
My Tinkerbell can lick her to a frazzle. Sick him, Tinkerbell!
Yeah. Hey, cut that out. Don't start them cats fighting.
Tinkerbell! Oh, dear, I can't hold
it. My gosh, there he goes. Hey, hang on to yours, Bud. Don't let them...
Hang on and get clawed to pieces. Not me.
My gosh, there he goes.
Jason, Tinkerbell, go get him.
Hey, break it up. Grab those cats before this. Oh, there was one of them up the curtain.
Mine's on top of the mantel.
Well, get him off of there. Get him down. Get a step ladder.
McGee, turn off that radio.
King's Men and Hasta La Vista.
In Mexico, they say good day when they mean hello. Buenos dias. And when they say goodbye, they do not mean goodbye. I'll be seeing you, I'll be seeing you. You will hear them cry. Hasta La Vista.
the ashtray over here. That's it.
Whew, what a mess.
There, the room looks all right now, though.
I'm telling you, Molly, it was like a tornado went through here.
I know. I just caught the tail end of it as I came down the stairs. I haven't seen such a collection of cats since that New Year's Eve night that Uncle Dennis drove the milk wagon through the front of the fish market.
Yeah, I remember that. I heard the crash and run over there from the Elks Club, and Uncle Dennis was sitting on the floor with a frozen barracuda in his lap.
Yes, well, now, don't you?
I asked him if he needed any help, and he said, "No, I'm okay, but take care of my friend." He's stiff. Boy, he was...
That's enough. I'm sorry I mentioned it.
Yeah, I'm too tired to laugh anyhow. Now, let me sit down there.
Yes, relax a little. Things should simmer down now, dearie. The late paper went on sale a couple of hours ago, and by now people should have the right phone number for their little Tinkerbell.
Well, I hope so. I'm ready to fold up like a campaign promise. If I never see another cat, I'll be...
Oh, dear. Who's this?
I don't know, but wait till I get my ball back. Don't let him in.
No, McGee, now, sit still. I'll handle it. Come in. Oh, well, thank goodness it's you, Ole. Come in.
Well, hello, Mrs., and the same to you, McGee.
Oh. Hi, Ole. Excuse me if I don't get up, boy. I'm beat.
We've had quite a day, Ole.
Oh, I hear all about it at the Elks Club, Mrs. I know what you've been through.
Oh, we live, but...
Believe me, I know what a lost pet means to people. Now, like I always says, when you lose a pet, it leaves a hole in your life.
Yeah, them pets that were in here a while ago left a few holes in the furniture and curtains and stuff, too.
Well, when I hear about you losing little Tinkerbell, McGee, I get a wonderful idea. You know what I'm going to do? To fill up the hole in your life, I'm going to give you our own little clobber.
Want to give me what?
I got him tied up on the front porch here.
Oh,
I bring him
no.
In. Here, clobber, come on. Come on in. What?
Oh, no, Ollie. We...
Holy smoke, look at that thing.
There he is. We call him Clobber because he clobbers every dog in the neighborhood. In self-defense, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He's a very sweet cat, really.
He keeps it well hidden, doesn't he?
Yeah. Hang on to that chain, Ole. Don't turn him loose in here. Yeah.
He's just a little nervous with strangers.
He's nervous. I'm scared.
Hey, wait a minute. Is that the cat that Mort Toots told me about? The one your kids trapped last week at the city dump?
Yes, I believe the children did find a sweet little homeless feller home there.
Sweet? Little? Why, that monster looks like a cross between a bobcat and a timber wolf. Oh, no, you don't, Olaf. I heard about that cat from the mailman he bit, too.
Oh, that was just a little misunderstanding, McGee. Clobber, he thought the mailman was my Uncle Gus. He forgot Uncle Gus was laid up in bed.
Was Uncle Gus sick?
No, used cat bit, Mrs.
Well, this must be the cat your wife told me about, Ollie. The one that chased her into the coal bin with her arms full of laundry and kept her there till you turned the hose on him?
Man, Mrs. talks too much. Well, you don't want him then?
No.
Would you consider taking him if he come with a dowry, McGee? Maybe $10, say?
I wouldn't have that monster if he was solid gold. No, sir. It was a good try, Ole, but no dice.
Now, this is very discouraging. 17 houses I try already. I'm getting desperate, Mrs. For 3 days now, I get a phone call from her every afternoon.
A phone call from who?
My missus. She says when I get rid of Clobber, she comes back home. So long, both you guys.
I'm tired. You want a glass of milk before we go up to bed, dear?
No. Don't mention milk to me, kiddo, please. I've had all the cat talk I can stand. Been hearing cats meowing so long, I still hear them in my head. I was upstairs putting on my pajamas a while ago, and I could have swore...
Well, come on now, let's go up to bed.
Okay.
Check the back door, will you? I locked the front.
Yeah. I'll hook the porch screen.
I hope whoever put the ad in for little Tinkerbell has her back safely now. Maybe this whole thing will turn out to be a bad dream.
Yeah. Believe me, if the cat ever shows its whiskers around here again, I'm going to...
You're going to what?
Listen. I thought I heard something.
Huh. Sounds like a little kitten at the screen door. Let me turn on the outside light. Oh, McGee, look, a little kitten trying to get in the back door.
Oh, this is the end.
McGee, it's a Persian. It's wearing a blue ribbon.
I don't care if it's an Egyptian wearing a diamond Ferrara. I'm going to get out of here. Get out of here!
McGee, it's the lost cat.
Huh?
Hear the bell?
Oh, my gosh. Tinkerbell. $50 reward, and I scattered it out of the yard. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, $50. Come back here, Tinkerbell.
Fibber and Molly return in a moment. Vacation time is starting. Wonderful weeks away from work. Take it easy. And to help make your life easier, put Reynolds Wrap to work. This pure aluminum foil makes summer meals a breeze, indoors and outdoors. For a vacation from scouring, line your broiler with Reynolds Wrap. For better outdoor hamburgers, frankfurters, potatoes, wrap them in Reynolds Wrap and drop them in the coals. And for picnics... Why, the modern picnic hamper is just an array of bright Reynolds Wrap packages, keeping everything fresh, even if you've prepared it all the night before. Take some extra Reynolds Wrap along to wrap those wet bathing suits. If you're going fishing, take some along to keep your catch cool and fresh. Stock up for summer. Heavy-duty Reynolds Wrap, best for outdoor use, half a yard wide. Regular Reynolds Wrap in standard 25-foot rolls and jumbo economy rolls, 75 feet. It's the original and genuine, made by the world's largest producer of aluminum foil, the Reynolds Metals Company.
And you chased the cat all the way home and he ran under his own house before you could catch him.
Yeah. I didn't know it was his own house, so I started under there after him. Only I got stuck.
Oh, dear. Too many mashed potatoes. Yeah.
The owner of the house heard the noise and come running out, and, it was very embarrassing, Molly.
Well, of course, you explained to him what you were doing.
Explain? Did you ever try to explain anything to a guy with your head and shoulders under his house and the rest of you sticking out in the moonlight? Well, he stood there with a barrel stave, flailing the bajunior out of him. No, I guess you haven't.
Homebody, Michelle.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
The Reynolds Metals Company, pioneers of progress through aluminum, has brought you Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed with Bill Thompson, Dick LeGrand, Mary Jane Croft, Jan Arvan, Marion Richmond, and me, Harlow Wilcox. Don't forget to see Mr. Peepers, starring Wally Cox, on NBC Television Sunday nights. And be sure to be with us again next Tuesday evening. Good night.
Stay tuned now for the coronation highlights following immediately on NBC.